My picks for what looks good in the Greater Berkshire region this weekend include a multimedia dance performance, a film festival, and an orchestral concert. The New York-based dance company Shenwei Dance Arts performs at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3 in a co-presentation with Jacob's Pillow Dance. Led by Chinese-born American choreographer Shen Wei, the performance blends his signature movement vocabulary with elements of film, theater, new media, and visual art. The program, which it should be noted, contains partial nudity, includes Shen Wei's interpretation of Igor Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. Also on the bill is the newly created Collective Measures, Shen Wei's exploration of personal separation within physical proximity to others. American fashion designer Austin Scarlett designed and fabricated the costumes for this piece in collaboration with Shen Wei, who is perhaps best known for the international acclaim he received as principal choreographer for the opening ceremony of the 2008 Beijing Olympics. The work will be staged in Mass Mocha's Hunter Center for the Performing Arts. Shen Wei Dance also coincides with the final weekend of Mass Mocha's Zhu Bing Phoenix exhibit, an installation featuring two monumental birds fabricated wholly from materials foraged from construction sites in urban China. Record numbers of museum visitors have been mesmerized by the birds, including me. The birds are part of a larger exhibition of essential works by Zhu Bing, considered among the most important Chinese artists working today. Zhu Bing Phoenix is on view only through this Sunday, so it's worth taking the trip to Mass Mocha this weekend just to see that installation before it goes elsewhere. New movies by Stephen Frears, the Coen brothers, Alexander Payne, and Holocaust documentarian Claude Lanzmann top the lineup at Film Columbia, which began on Tuesday and continues today through Sunday at the newly digitalized Crandall Theater in Chatham. Many of the movies being screened are prize-winning films and audience favorites from international festivals such as Cannes, Toronto, Berlin, and Sundance. Among this weekend's hottest tickets are Inside Llewyn Davis by the Coen brothers and August Osage County, starring Meryl Streep. Inside Llewyn Davis is the fictional portrait of a Greenwich Village folk singer in 1961, the era of Dave Van Ronk, Joan Baez, and Bob Dylan, among others. T-Bone Burnett supervised the music for the film, as he did with the Coen brothers' hit Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which proved responsible for a full-fledged revival of roots-based folk and country music since that time. Inside Llewyn Davis already has won the grand prize at this year's Cannes Film Festival and also played the Telluride Film Festival. August Osage County has Oscar winner written all over it. Based on Tracy Letts' Pulitzer Prize-winning play, the film tells the story of Violet, played by Meryl Streep. Violet is a cancer-ridden, drug-addicted matriarch of an Oklahoma family that gathers around her bedside to pay their respects, vent their grievances, and listen to her raging against the inevitable. In addition to Streep, the amazing cast includes Julia Roberts, Sam Shepard, and Margot Martindale, better known to you, perhaps, as Mags Bennett from the TV series Justified. And finally, the American Symphony Orchestra kicks off its new season this weekend with back-to-back concerts featuring works by Stravinsky, Mendelssohn, and Dorman on Friday and Saturday at 8 in the Fisher Center for the Performing Arts at Bard College. The program features Igor Stravinsky's Petrushka, Avner Dorman's Piccolo Concerto, and Felix Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 5. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.